Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Skinner just got to come interrogate me. Is your artist of the day? Well, I appreciate your don't forget the bowling bash is this weekend. Three of the four will be there.
I've got a grandma's birthday party. She's 90.
What she won't know you're there.
She will know. She's very lucid.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
She won't know.
Stop telling her grandma's
she's
not
very
lucid.
What a weird thing to say about someone.
Happy birthday. So glad you're lucid. Like, that's one of those words you'd never don't want to be lucid.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's one of those words just immediately, we all want to be lucid.
No, see, I disagree. I choose on a lot of weekends to become not lucid. Ludicrously so.
When someone has to scream, she's lucid.
It's because you're making me feel bad about going to a 90th birthday party.
Well, I think that's sweet.
Okay, look, it's like you said, she's 90. Show up.
Exactly.
And slip out.
She'll think you were there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that we're driving 3 hours to go see her one way.
Where does she live?
Have you ever seen those cardboard cutouts?
We had this conversation.
St. Louis?
No.
Get
Hope,
you a
Kansas.
Get you a cardboard cutout.
Yep.
She have someone else in the family take it and stand it up in the back. She'll think you're in all the pictures. You were obviously there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
This seems like a lot of work.
All right.
Going.
Do you want to play a little finish that lyric?
Yes.
All right. Are you up for the task?
Yes.
Okay. Come on, Dana. You can do it.
Last time we were not so impressed, Dana.
It was pretty bad.
It was like you had lost a step here. I've been roaming around.
I've been roaming around.
Well, I've been roaming around.
I've been roaming around. This town.
Nope. Although yeah.
I think I need to write songs. I've been roaming around this here town.
Okay.
I've been roaming around. Mm-hmm.
You know this.
The funnest part of this for me is to watch Dana try to figure it out. I've been roaming around.
I've been roaming around.
Kara Markser.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And all I see? I've been roaming around and all I see.
Ooh, you left something out.
Ooh.
I've been roaming around.
But you're on the right track.
All I see.
Roaming around and all.
Roaming around.
Is it na 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 na?
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a little extra in there.
Yeah.
I've been roaming around. Rodney, would you like to weigh in here?
I ain't got a clue. All I know is you've been roaming around.
I've been roaming around. Always looking down at all I see.
That is a hard one.
Kings of Leon?
Yeah.
They play it at every KU football game.
I did not know that was Kings of Leon.
Okay. How does it make it better?
I know, but since she goes to all those games.
You would think.
Only go to the ones on Dad's weekend.
Well, it's not like they don't play them then.
Once a year.
She admits it.
Now, in the street, there is violence.
Oh, I know this. Now in the streets, there is violence.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or she.
You know this.
With the dreadlocks.
The streets, there is violence. Okay, I thought it was Lionel Richie. Now in the streets, there is violence.
Now in the streets, there is violence. Man, Rod, I think she's lost a step since she got sick.
Yeah, she can't do this anymore. Mm-mm.
What happened, Dana?
Is that Mr. Jones? Now in the streets, there is violence.
Rod, shut up.
Kara?
I got nothing on this one.
Ooh.
Now in the street, there is violence.
Lots of work to be done.
No place to hang out or washing.
This is disappointing.
This is terrible.
All right, let's try to get you back on track.
I thought it was down in the streets, there is violence.
Rod, be quiet on this one, please. I left my home in Georgia.
I left my home in Georgia. Kara, you know this.
Dana.
I left my home in Georgia.
Yes, I left my home in Georgia.
I know this song.
Yes, you do.
I left my home in Georgia.
I left my home in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I left my home in Georgia. I think it's the nasal spray.
I don't think this song has anything to do with nasal spray.
No. I left my home in Georgia.
You did.
I know this song.
Where were you headed?
Yeah.
Headed for Francisco Bay.
Try it again.
San Francisco Bay.
You're close.
Left my home in Georgia, heading for the Frisco Bay.
I left my home. Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay.
All right.
Watching the tide roll my way.
Man.
That's probably one of the greatest songs ever written.
It truly is, isn't it? And that may be the best version of it, too.
Oh, by far.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. You ready? Close your eyes. Give me your hand, darling.
Let me feel my heart beating. Let me feel your heart beating. Do you understand? Do you feel the same?
Oh, this is bad.
I was like, what song is that?
Oh, you know this song.
I don't know, but it just sounds painful.
Give me your hand, darling.
Do you feel my heartbeat?
Close your eyes. Give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same?
Okay. Last one. You ready?
Yes.
Mercifully, last one. All you did was wreck my bed.
All you did was wreck my bed.
No, I know this one. No.
It was wreck my bed. I know this one.
Shh.
The last word is head.
That is correct.
All you did was wreck my bed.
All you did was wreck my bed.
I know this.
Something's happened to you in the last month.
All you did was wreck my bed.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Maybe the medication is making it worse and not better.
Maybe.
You used to be a champion, like freakishly good at this game.
All you did was wreck my bed.
Dana, all you did was wreck my bed.
I know this.
Really
I
weird
know
when
this.
You say it like that.
Go ahead, Rondé.
And in the morning, you kicked me in the head.
I think we need to move Rod over to finish that lyric.
I know.
You made a first class
fool out of me.
Now I'm as blind as a man can be. Yep. That's the one.
I think it's poor song selection.
These are some big hits.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Eternal Flame by the Bengals, number one hit 1988.
Did you know Rod
Sitting
Stewart?
On the Dock of the Bay, Otis Redding.
Okay, randomly do one for Rod and see if he can do it. And then I will pass that torch.
Well,
okay.
It depends on the genre and whatnot. Rod Stewart, when he did that song, Maggie May, played it for a bunch, you know, some friends and was playing the songs on the new album, and they all said, I don't like that song. Mm-hmm. It just goes and goes. There's no hook. There's no chorus. I'd leave that one off.
I like that song.
And so he went in to leave off Maggie May, and then the producer said, I'd put it back if I was you.
Mm. Rod.
Yes.
I don't have the music to go with this, but let's see if you're the new king of Finish That Lyric, and if so...
I could try.
Dana's out. You're in.
I don't know about that.
Wreck my bed.
I thought I'd get closer.
That's it?
That's so generic.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Wait. Think about it, Rod. I thought I'd get closer.
That's what I said putting Sunday.
I have no idea.
Give me a hint?
Sure.
He's at a bar.
I thought I'd get closer.
I have no idea.
So I walked on over.
Yeah, see, I'd never.
Kenny Rogers.
Nope, ooh. This is not my game.
I'm going to give you a lyric, and you finish it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, that's not fair.
If I can...
Face it.
Face it again.
Yeah.
If I can face it again.
Okay, you're out too.
Yeah, see, I'm not good at this game.
Sir, it's up to you.
But that way is way easier.
It's so much easier. And we talked about this.
Yes.
This is because the musical pathway inside your brain is over here somewhere, and the lyric-y, speaky, thinky part is over here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, oh, yeah.
You explained that so elegantly.
Right? Of the mess you left when you went away. When you went away. It's not to remind me.
The cross-eyed bear.
God.
That's scary.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Wasn't that written about that dude from Fuller House?
Yes, I told you that.
House?
You didn't believe
me. We just
had
this conversation last week.
No, it was like
yeah, the dumb one, weeks. Too. It wasn't even one of the handsome ones. It was one of those, why don't you pull the road out of my head?
Yes!
That's a guy that was so useless on that show. I have a serious problem I need to talk to you about. Well, why don't you pull the rabbit out of my head? That's not helping.
Hey, if or when you find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Check that. They changed the name. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. And also remember this. There are plenty of body shops in Kansas City that go by the name Dale's. There's only one Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, and their work is guaranteed as long as you own that car or truck. And their reputation is so good. I'm not kidding you. At Dale's, they've had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair. So when you find yourself in a position that none of us want to be in, remember one name, Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Here's their number, just in case you ever need it. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. Monday, not a throwback to the 80s day.
We're going to talk about the Topeka Zoo here in a little bit, because I know many of you saw that news over the weekend and what happened and all that, but we're just talking during the break, and I know I told you last week, run, do not walk to see The Highwaymen with Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner about the hunt for Bonnie and Clyde so many years ago. There is a Topeka connection to that movie. There's a Platte City connection. There's a Joplin connection. I had watched the movie's long, Scott. It's 2 hours and like 30 minutes long. And so before the scene where Bonnie and Clyde are killed, I stopped watching it and then told Chris the other night, I've got to finish it. It's very, very good. But it was just long and I was tired. I will warn you, the scene where they are ambushed, and that's what it was, is one of the most violent graphic depictions of that end to those two murderers that I have ever seen on film. It is very, very graphic. But what I said to Rod off camera is, and you kind of looked at me like I was crazy, in today's world, the way the lawmen took out Bonnie and Clyde would be considered murder. And tell me I'm wrong, Rod.
No, there was no attempt to arrest them at that point.
It was an ambush.
These people brought this on themselves.
They had killed nine police officers and several civilians.
In cold blood.
Bonnie was a cold-hearted, vicious killer. And they, I read a bunch of stuff about them a long time ago. They were both buried in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yeah.
But nowhere near each other.
Right.
And it was one of those things that they wished to be buried together. And, of course, the court or whoever decided that was like, no.
Probably her family.
And Bonnie was buried in where I lived was just an awful neighborhood. I mean, there was murders in my apartment complex, you know? I mean, it was just a terrible place to live.
But do you know more than 20,000
people, Rod? And the cemetery down the street
is
where Bonnie was. And yeah, I read a bunch of stuff about him. They brought that on themselves, but at the same time, yeah, it was brutal. They just waited for him and opened fire on that car and made sure there was no possible way anybody could live through that.
They shot at the car, Scott, I'm going to go with like 60 seconds of machine gun fire type. It is a very graphic scene. It didn't occur to me as I was watching it because, of course, you know what's coming. It's like when you watch the movie Titanic. You know what's coming.
Right.
But afterward, when it was over, I thought, you know, even with the most cold-hearted, cold-blooded killer today, six police officers would not be allowed to hide in the bushes and jump out
and just open fire on a car. The whole justification was there's no way these two are going to surrender.
Right.
And rather than end in a gun battle, we'll just shoot them down.
But even with all the murder...
Is that a fair point?
Yeah.
Yeah, but man. I went to a museum. I forget where it was. I want to say it was in Branson that I saw it originally, but they'll take that car and tour it around, you know? And I've seen that car in person.
It's in Las Vegas today.
It's bizarre looking. It is so, like, the actual car is
full of holes.
They're
deaths, by the way, because they did have life insurance policies on both of them. It changed the way life insurance policies are paid out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Their life insurance policies were paid in full by American National of Galveston. Since then, the policy of payouts has changed to exclude payouts in the cases of death caused by a criminal act of the insured.
Wow.
That's interesting.
The car, by the way, is in a small casino in Las Vegas on display. That car was stolen from Topeka, Kansas. And that is your Topeka connection to that movie. I want to say more than 20,000 people attended her funeral.
Yeah.
And I think 15,000 attended his.
Not to honor them. I just read about that too. It was just to see the bodies because they were so infamous.
Right. And
this wasn't 20,000 people going, oh, wow, these were great people.
Scott, what they were doing, robbing banks, which is really not what they were doing, was.
No, that's pretty much what they were doing.
Robbing the man.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about the famous letter that Clyde wrote to Henry Ford?
Yeah.
Praising the V8 Ford and how anytime he steals a car, he makes damn sure he steals a V8 Ford because that car can outrun any cop car. And just when that letter
that really
hangs,
happens,
that letter hangs in Ford Motor Company today, like in the general, in the headquartered offices.
But anyway, it's called The Highwaymen, but brace yourself for that ending because it is something.
576-7798, Newsroom Care Marxer.
Bomb mom convicted today. More next.
Hey, this Mother's Day, for a limited time only, 23andMe is taking $30 off their health and ancestry kit until May 13th. So a 23andMe health and ancestry kit is the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Celebrate what makes mom special with personalized genetic insights on her health, her traits, and more. I did, and I know Dana did, a 23andMe kit many, many months ago. I was shocked. I found out I am 1% Norwegian. Who knew? Give mom a gift that is truly unique. Give mom a gift that is thoughtful. Give mom a gift that is insightful. And give mom a gift that shows that you care. She can learn how her genetics could influence her health with their comprehensive genetic ancestry breakdown. This Mother's Day, get $30 off 23andMe's health and ancestry kit at 23andme.com/parks. That's the number 23andme.com/parks. Again, that's 23andme.com/parks. But remember, this offer ends on May 13th.
3:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Wahiba Dice, the so-called bomb mom, was convicted today of providing material support to a terrorist organization. She faces up to 20 years in prison for the crime, which included making fake Facebook accounts to recruit and encourage ISIS recruits to conduct terrorist attacks domestically and abroad. U.S. Attorney Matthew Krieger says Dice gave tailored instructions to recruits aiding and abetting their terrorist efforts.
Dice also maintain encrypted social media channels where she posted messages encouraging ISIS supporters who cannot travel to ISIS-controlled lands to conduct terrorist attacks in their home countries.
A prisoner in Leavenworth will stay in prison for another 3.5 years for hitting another prisoner in the head with a pipe. 49-year-old Jimmy Eastup Jr. was working in the prison electrical shop when he attacked another inmate. That other man was found with a fractured skull. Eastup pleaded guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon. Traffic and weather together next.
Dana Wright for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. What are you waiting for? Head on in and ask about their spring sweep sale. And here's why: you are going to save. If you're in the market for a new car, for a lease, ask about that spring sweep sale. $88 down, $88 a month is what will get you a brand new VW. You can do it on a brand new VW or you can do it on a brand new lease. $88 down, $88 a month for the first 3 months, then take over the regular low payments on whichever new VW you choose. And ladies, if you're looking for something that will haul a lot of kids around like I need, check out the Atlas. That thing, seat 7, does not look like a minivan and does not drive like a big clunky SUV. You're going to love it. You're going to love the safety features on it. And on a great spring day, you're going to love that big panoramic sunroof. Check it out. The Atlas. You will love it. $88 down, $88 a month. Go to VWLeeSummit.com or VWLeeSummit off of I-470 and Colburn Road today.
A mainly cloudy go of it for the rest of today and for tonight. Our high temperature right around 75 degrees and the overnight low into the upper 40s. Boundary crossing through and the winds are going to turn back around for the northwest. Cooler conditions on Tuesday, the high low 60s with a lot of clouds around and there may be a couple of showers too. And then expecting quiet weather for Tuesday night and for Wednesday, that Wednesday high low 70s. Dry weather Thursday and Friday with highs at 75. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
74 now at KCI, 76 in Excelsior Springs. It is 75 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our news, 98.1 KMBZ.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how.
Story here from ABC News, and your dateline is Topeka. I saw this on the news over the weekend, and it was featured on Good Morning America today. A tiger attacked a zookeeper Saturday at the zoo in Topeka. The tiger, a 7-year-old Sumatran named Sanjeev, and the zookeeper were in an outdoor tiger habitat on Saturday when he, Sanjeev, attacked her, the zookeeper, or the woman who's tending to the cage. Once the keeper went into the space, he, Sanjeev, tackled her, according to Brendan Wiley, the zoo's director. A few people did see the attack. The keeper, the primary tiger keeper, was not identified. She suffered cuts to the back of her head, neck, and back and arm. She was taken to a local hospital, but appeared to be alert, awake, and is in stable condition.
They saved her. And I'll tell you, Scott, early on, it did not sound like this was going to end well.
No one else was injured. Other workers lured Sanjeev back into an enclosed space in the zoo with his daily diet. Thank you, director of the zoo. While this incident,
I know what you're going to say. Here.
While this incident is very unfortunate, he did what a wild tiger does. They will not euthanize this tiger.
Correct.
Thank God.
Tiger was still on display like 2 hours later. Like visitors were streaming by right after this happened.
They reopened the zoo within 45 minutes.
You know, the zoo director announced today, here, just slight update, that they are now changing the way workers interact with carnivorous animals. Workers will be required to have another person with them now when moving animals from place to place within the zoo. He says it's a temporary change until they figure out a more permanent solution to ensure the safety of the staff. He says it was obvious after this incident we needed to completely reevaluate all of our policies and procedures.
Really?
Now, I thought this was the quote you were going to say. They never want anyone in the same room as a carnivorous animal in any way.
Really?
Yes. And I read over the weekend, because this was picked up internationally, Scott. Everyone is talking about this.
Yep.
They're not saying yet how it came to be that she was in this enclosure while he was in the enclosure. That is never
Did
supposed
nobody
to
check?
Happen. I don't know. Either she thought he wasn't in there and then went in. And it's not a cage. I mean, this is more of like an outdoor, based on the photos I saw.
Like over at Kansas City Zoo.
Like more of a natural-ish.
When you go to the Africa exhibit, most of the animals, except I think a black panther, and I don't know if they've changed that over the years, most of the cats are free roaming, as free as they can be. You know what I mean? They're not in a cage. But how did she get into this enclosure
while he was in there?
Yes.
I don't know. Unless she eyeballed it. Maybe this is what happened. She eyeballed it. Looked in, didn't see the tiger, went in. I don't know.
She's lucky she's alive.
Oh my God. Scott, there were visitors there when this happened.
Yes, there were. Several dozen people saw it.
And like, I wonder if
the attack, by the way, lasted 10 minutes.
Oh God. Oh my God. You would wonder at first if you would be like, why is she, like, is she supposed to be in there?
Right. Is this like the circus?
Is this like some kind of show? And then I think very quickly you would figure out in horror, no, there is not ever supposed to be a human in that area.
They're wild animals. Now, I applaud anybody who works at a zoo and is willing to do this kind of work. I think it's fantastic. Obviously, and I know I sound like Captain Obvious here, you have to be very careful. And I don't fault, with all due respect to the zookeeper that went in there the other day, I do not fault a wild animal for acting like a wild animal.
And Scott, I'm guessing she would not either. Honestly, I think they said she had been with the zoo in that capacity it's a long time. She's not a brand new employee, which I think there was another death this last year, and it was someone who was
It was at a wildcat preserve.
Yeah, and it was somebody who was relatively new.
Mm-hmm. She was an intern, yes.
As I recall from what I read over the weekend.
She was mauled by a lion.
This woman had been with the zoo for a long time in this capacity working with these animals.
Right.
So I bet you if you asked her, she would say, I didn't realize the cat was in there. I'm not sure, you know, how that happened, but not the tiger's fault for doing what a tiger does.
For being a tiger. I mean, it would be like if, let's say you were at, and I don't think they keep these kinds of animals at SeaWorld, but let's say at SeaWorld they kept a great white shark, okay? And somebody got into the tank, and the great white shark ate them. You wouldn't shoot the great white. The great white's doing what a great white does. You look tasty. They're going to kill you. Now, I feel sorry for this woman. I'm glad she's okay. And, well, okay in air quotes, she's on the mend. But I applaud the Topeka Zoo for not euthanizing this cat. This cat, with all due respect to the woman who was attacked, did nothing wrong. And I hate this, well, they got the taste for blood. Really? What do you feed them every day? They've had a taste for blood since the day they were born. Well, they got a taste for human blood now. Well, create procedures where humans don't walk in the cage with the tigers. They're wild animals. What do you expect? Now, the Topeka Zoo, if I'm not mistaken, has made vast improvements since when you and I were kids, correct?
Correct.
They're no longer chaining up elephants.
God, no.
Okay. I've never been back. I went there when I was, late high school, early college. I saw the elephants with chains around their legs, and I said, I'll never come back.
They don't do that
They anymore. Fixed that? Okay. 576-7798. What do you do? You euthanize the cat? Figure out a way to make sure that humans aren't in a cage with a cat? By the way, the young lady, and may God bless her, was an intern working at a wildcat reserve in North Carolina. And she was attacked by a lion. And she died.
This woman in Topeka is very...
very lucky.
Very lucky.
Can you imagine being attacked by a tiger?
No!
Oh my God, I'd poop myself. Wouldn't you?
The heroes here are the other workers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The other workers who somehow... because keep in mind, this tiger, when it sees, now I have prey in here, and I'm not used to having prey in here.
Mm-hmm.
They feed me some red meat, you know, maybe once a day. I'm not used to having live prey in here. Somehow, those other keepers got that tiger away from
they saved her life.
Live prey.
They saved her life. Mm-hmm. That's right. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. 576-7798.
Make your reservation now at Jasper's. And let me tell you this. If you have a special group night coming up, whether it's for work, family, friends, you have family coming into town, you can reserve one of those fantastic back rooms at Jasper's. Let him come in and cook for you. We're getting ready to do that in a few weeks. It will be one of the best evenings you have had out, and I cannot tell you how long. The service is incredible. The food is always spectacular. Book one of those rooms now. If you have a party of 10, 15, 20, let Jasper know. And now is the time for that spring menu. I will remind you, the asparagus is back on that menu. They've got some limoncello cannoli back on that menu. The slow roasted pork shank. It is all fantastic. And do not forget the char grilled oysters dish, which is one of the best dishes in the 65-year history of that restaurant, according to Jasper himself. So if oysters are your thing, get in now and make your reservation. 816-941-6600. 816-941-6600. Or jaskc.com.
Let me read one that's sort of funny and then get into a slightly more serious side topic here. From the text line, as we talk about the tiger at the Topeka Zoo that attacked the zookeeper did survive, thank God. But 3833 writes, you know, my cat looks at me every day like, dude, if I were a little bigger, I'd rip your face off. Now to the serious topic. Putting wild animals in zoos in cages is absolutely wrong. I cannot stand to go to the zoo. It makes my heart break. You know, Maya won't go to a zoo.
I used to say the exact same thing.
And by the way,
if you want to see a tiger, go to Africa.
That's not the only one we're getting along that line. Several people are writing in saying zoos are ethically and morally wrong.
However, I used to say, again, the exact same thing. If you look at zoo conservation programs and the things that they have done to bring certain species back from the brink, not in the same way, out in the wild, but to at least try and save some things that through deforestation and, you know, poaching and all of that stuff, we're losing some of these species. That's the good side of what zoos do. And it was impossible for me to see that when, like, I was in my 20s.
Okay.
And now I see that it's more complicated than that.
Okay, but penguins are not anywhere near extinction. They're not even in danger.
And we go see the penguins.
And we have penguins. Polar bears, you could make the case. Tigers, you could certainly make the case. Bald eagles, you could make the case. A lemur? A penguin? A dolphin? These are not animals that are near extinction. They're not even endangered. Should zoos be isolated to only animals that are endangered and we need to reproduce? And then what happens? And I'm not criticizing zoos. I do go to zoos. I enjoy zoos, okay? I think they're a way to expand the mind of children, for sure.
Yeah.
And adults.
Talk about conservation.
Get a greater appreciation for wildlife, even though this is wildlife in a cage.
Yeah.
I understand, and I can see the argument that some people on the text line are making that it's wrong, okay? However, that animal's not being poached. That animal is still alive. That animal does not have the freedom to roam like it would in the wild, but it's also not threatened either. However, do we limit zoos only to animals that are endangered and treat them as conservation centers and only that? You can come and look at the tiger. You can come and look at the lion. And what do you do when you start having more tigers in captivity? You can't put them back out in the wild.
No, no, no.
That's all they've ever known. You're keeping animals alive in a cage. You can't take a tiger and drop it off in India somewhere. It won't know what to do.
That's why I said we're helping some species in a different way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I understand everyone's passion about that topic. I really do. And I think zoos like the Kansas City Zoo, certainly in the last 10, 15, 20 years, have done a great job at making things better than they were. Without question, Scott, it's better than it was.
The Topeka Zoo.
Both.
Okay.
But it's not the same as the wild.
Mm-hmm. And anything that you save in a zoo can't be put back into the wild because it was never in the wild to begin with. Those lions and tigers at these zoos, they were never in the wild. They're the offspring of tigers and lions that were once in the wild. They wouldn't have a clue. It would be like taking your dog, okay, which 2,000 years ago may have roamed wild, his ancestors or her ancestors, and then saying, Stella, I'm going to open the door, and you're on your own.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, she'll be right back. She'll be right back as soon as she gets hungry. Because she can't make it on her own. So zoos, and again, let me preface this by saying I enjoy them, and I do go to them, are almost like artificial life preservers for species. You can make more tigers, but you've made more tigers that have to live in a cage or live on a wildcat preserve. But those tigers are going to have to constantly be artificially fed.
Would they?
Well,
or do tigers instinctively know how to be tiger, zookeeper attack? So that tiger's been in captivity.
That's a good point, Dana.
And I don't know when that tiger was placed in captivity. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it wasn't last week.
You're probably right.
That tiger still...
I don't think it just got off the plane from India.
...had the instinct to do what it did to that zookeeper. And that is extraordinary when you look at your argument about would they be able to survive in the wild. How did that tiger know to do what it did? It knew to do that.
Well, but all animals have instinct, do they not? My dog has never really seen herself, but yet she knows the difference between a human being and another dog. I'm assuming that's instinct. She knows to sniff around, and she can still smell the scent of another dog.
I had a basset hound that was, I bought him at a flea market as a puppy, raised in apartments. He was awesome. He was my best buddy. The point is, that dog didn't know what hunting was. That dog had never had to hunt farther than the kitchen to find his meal. Mm-hmm. However, when you would take that little jerk for a walk, he would get on a scent. And you would have to drag him back in the house.
Yeah.
Because like, yoing, tail straight out.
He's scent. You know what I mean? He's going to track it, and he's going to find it, and he's going to kill it. And I'm like, you couldn't kill a tick. come on, you know, and but yeah, that instinct of the animal, you know, that was, I guess. Yeah, you get him on a scent. That dog could find a stale French fry under a car seat that had been there for 6 weeks. I mean, you'd be like, would you please get out of the car? He's like, it's in there. I know it's in there.
But yet you let them out the door and and they'll be back in 2 hours.
No, 30 minutes.
Yeah. And, I mean, we used to have Irish setters, which are notorious running dogs. I mean, you open that door, Irish setter, gone. But man, when they can't find any food out on their own, they come right back to the door. It's weird. You know, they want that kibbles and bits. How are your dogs doing, by the way?
Fine.
At the same time, I have been living in those bad, bad neighborhoods in Dallas-Fort Worth and seeing dogs that were left out as puppies that look both ways before they cross the street. And I'm not making that up. I've seen it. And went, did anyone else just see that? And you know, had other people go, yeah, that I swear that dog just looked both ways. Because they grew up in the city on their own, eating out of trash cans.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, the measles outbreak keeps getting bigger. That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.